Cartoonist Gayon Wilson died November 21st at the age of 89. He was known for his cartoons in The New Yorker, Playboy, and National Lampoon. His work was often described as macabre and weird. In an appreciation of Wilson, published in The New Yorker, cartoonist Michael Maslin described Wilson as liking to depict ordinary folks encountering some kind of anxious terror or experiencing the unthinkable in mundane places. Gayon Wilson was a fan of vampire and werewolf movies and even made his own pilgrimage to Transylvania to visit the historic Castle Dracula. I spoke with Wilson in 1986. He told me he was fascinated by monsters and thought they were great metaphors for human fears and weaknesses. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
Another theme that recurs in your work is childhood fears, and especially some of the really irrational ones that we all have. The toilet monster is really one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Could you explain the toilet monster?
The toilet monster is in the middle of the, middle of the night, you have to go to the bathroom. You have to be very careful because there is this thing who lives down in the works underneath there. All plumbing is a source of great peril and danger because it goes from the known world into the unknown depths there, and that's why we have all these things about snakes coming into the bathtub via the drain, and we know, of course, about the crocodiles and the sewers and all that sort of stuff. But there's also this thing, which is somehow associated with a toilet, is down there. And at night, if you flush the toilet, you're liable to waken it, and it may come up and get you. So you have to flush it and get the hell out very quickly.
Were you really worried about that?
Well, thank God I wasn't. This was something that I heard from somebody else. But a lot of the other ones.
Making a face. What's going to happen if you make a face?
Making a face. If you make a face and somebody startles you, like you get slapped in the back, or there's an explosion or backfire, something like that, you've got to watch out because it might freeze on your face forever. So you'll have the for the rest of your life. And then there's other. A lot of stuff happens is because parents don't understand and make you do things that are obvious. They're fatal. I mean, like eating cherries with milk. Every kid knows eating cherries with milk or something else. It depends on the region and so on. There are various combinations of food which are fatal. And parents don't understand that. And they make the kid do it anyhow. And the kid does it because he's a good kid, and it kills him. And the parents feel very bad because they've done it. But that's life. That's the way it goes. That's part of growing up. And there's also stuff like trying to cope with the mysterious areas, like if something falls down into a drain or something, like a ball or a dime rolls down, don't reach into the thing with your bare hands because something may get it, you know, your fingers or the whole hand and pull you in or something like that.
What about water fountain germs?
Water fountain germs are typically, contagion is a big kid thing. And, of course, a water fountain is a massive of horrible contagious possibilities. And the thing is that if you rub the fountain top part carefully, what will happen is germs just go around underneath a little edge there and wait. And then when you turn the water, they'll all pop out and get you. And it goes on like that. There's no safety if you're a kid anywhere at all.
You have a chapter in your book, Gayon Wilson's America, devoted to smile buttons. You think that smile buttons exemplify the whole idea of phony fun.
Yeah. They irritate me very much. I suppose one reason is because, as a humorist, I'm particularly aware of the value of what a smile represents. I mean, this is a smile is an extraordinary achievement, and humanity has done it. I mean, there's animals have got a sense of fun, and they like to frisk, and they've got a rudimentary idea of absurdity and silliness and all that. But a real smile is a human thing. I mean, this is a remarkable damn thing. And it's very brave, and it's very insightful, and it's very profound. And to say, make these little fake slap-on sticker smiles is cheapens them and doesn't understand them and makes very light of them. And also, the other aspect is they've been grabbed onto by the worst possible, jerkiest people, and so you'll find yourself on, you know, atrocious airlines and with this crummy plane, which the inflammable seats, and the stewardess will give you insulting service, and then she'll slap this disgusting plate of garbage on your little thing, which is supposed to be lunch, and then you'll look and you'll see on the little napkin is this smile. I mean, that's the final touch. I'll take all the rest of it. I mean, I can stand the rest of it, but the smile, that's too much. I draw the line at that smile.
Did you draw little monsters in the margins of your notebook?
I did. Oh, yes, I did indeed. And I had a strange experience in that I went through some stuff that from the family. My parents are dead, and there was a bunch of stuff there. And I there's one box which had these drawings I'd done as a little teeny bitsy kid. And they were pre-literate. You know, I was really a little itsy-bitsy. And they're monsters. You know, they're all kinds of stuff like that. And there's one, I remember one has in a mother's loving hand, it says, a strange monster come to kill us all. And so I was doing that kind of junk way back then.
When you came to New York with your portfolio of cartoons and tried to sell them to magazines, was it hard to get in initially?
Very, yeah, because I'm still regarded as sort of far out in some circles. And at that point, I was really, really far out. And, I mean, I was really bizarre. What happened to me was this singularly frustrating scene where the editors would take a look at this stuff, and they'd laugh at it hysterically and just think it was marvelous and compliment me on, this is marvelous, kid, you're really great, this is great stuff, kid. But our readers would never understand it, and then they would hand it back to me. And that was my big block, was that they figured that I was beyond the those jerks out there.
Could you maybe describe a couple of those early cartoons?
Oh, sure. Let's see. There's this fellow, and he's in a cannibal pot. He's being cooked, and he has a evil look on his face, and he has a bottle of poison, and he's pouring the poison in the water he's being cooked in, and that was one. And then let me see. There was one where there's this little kid, and he's with his father, and they're in a snowstorm, and there's this dead bird on a snowbank with his feet in the air, and the little kid's pointing at it, and he says, "Look, Daddy, the first robin." That kind of stuff. It was very much in keeping with what I do today.
You have a very rounded signature. Your letters are really pretty round. Did you work at what your signature would be when you were signing your cartoons? And do you use the same signature to endorse your checks?
The signature on the checks is considerably sloppier, so don't try anything cute. And the other thing is I was always irritated at cartoonists who shyly scrawled their signatures. You couldn't make it out. I thought, why have they gone to all this trouble? And then they write on the bottom. I didn't like that. And I also didn't like these old-timey signatures that have little hearts over the I dots and all that sort of stuff. So I thought, let's just write the damn name, okay? And that's what I do. I try to write clearly and neatly so that anybody can read it if they are so inclined. That's really what I do with it. It's a nice signature. And I fool around with it. Sometimes what I like to do very often is I like to, I'm looking at this one here. I see there's a horizon line, and I've got the Gahan on top of the horizon. I've got the Wilson under the horizon line. That's cute. And then I have one with a little table leg, and I've got the little sort of tail at the end of the ends at the Gahan and the Wilson both sort of coyly going behind the leg of the table. I like to fool around with it that way.
Okay. I want to thank you, Gahan Wilson, so much for being with us.
Well,
I really
thank
enjoy
you.
Your cartoons, and I really thank you for being here today.
Thank you. I had a swell time.
Cartoonist Gahan Wilson recorded in 1986. He died November 21st at the age of 89.